feel that beat? Well, it's coming on strong, because it's got a message for you about Greaser-Dick malt liquor, the electric malt liquor. You heard me, electric. This fine, mellow brew has the stuff to tingle your tongue, thrill your throat, and put juice in your generator. Can you stand it?
Can you stand it?
For the white and gold can with the long, funny name, that's Greaser-Dick, the electric malt liquor from Falstaff Brewing Corporation, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now LFA, Chief Drunk New Chief, will take our hands and lead us briefly on board buses small enough to fit inside the tissues they're made of.
All right, so we're celebrating the return of Chief Drunk and New Teeth. So why don't we hear what he's got. He's brought to the table, so to speak.
Yeah, the usual mishmash of silliness of discovered while reading through various news wires and BS of that nature.
Great. telltale sign of,
you know, but before I begin, though, I would like to add that, you know, I feel, maybe it's from working so much, I feel I've lost some of my pizzazz, my bite, my je ne sais quoi, as
your,
it were.
Your podcast mojo.
Not just in podcasting, just kind of, I'm just kind of...
You're tired.
Intellectually sluggish lately, you know, just kind of, you know, I'm apathetic and just... Exactly.
Drudgery tends to do that to a man.
But, let's see. I'm gonna mix up the order.
Well, have you done anything to stifle that? Or, no, well, now you have the time to start counteracting that, right?
Yeah, and now I have a new bike, so I can.
Yes, we're celebrating new bikes here.
That's right.
The Cougar season.
El Jefe bought a new bike.
I got a Rally Excelsior. No, I can't. What is it?
Let me get it somewhere.
I didn't even know it had a name, and then I read it the other day. It's the
Cool Attention. Adventure.
The Venture?
The Rally Venture 3.0. Which goes right in line with my affection for the Venture Brothers television show.
So, how many speeds is that humdinger there?
21.
Good heavens.
Yeah, which I used 3 or 4. But then if I rode for a couple days in a row, and I went for a super long ride Saturday... And I from all the way from here, which I live in Midtown, up to Sac State, all the way down the bike trail, American River Bike Trail, to Old Sac.
Nice.
Home.
And we did that a couple times, didn't we?
Yeah. Did we go all the way? Yeah.
Yeah.
It works, yeah. Of course, I was in a lot better shape when we were riding last year than me taking the whole entire winter off.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly getting back into fighting shape.
We're lucky in this town that you can do a nice long ride like that because there's not a lot of hills to have to deal with.
But when I was yesterday when I rode, I used more gears.
Did you?
at any incline, I got more use out of my gears than I normally would, where I would only use 3 maybe at the most.
Nice.
I went down to super low to cross the American River Bridge.
So you've been enjoying the new bike.
Yeah. It rules. I make some money and get to ride my bike every day.
Dude, I
in the summer, dude, I'm riding up to wherever and then just getting off my bike and, you know, riding down to the river, getting off and jumping
playing
in.
Playing a banjo, having a picnic.
Whatevs, yeah.
I'm digging my bike. I'm very, very pleased. Mine was a Craigslist find.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so nice. So now I'm officially, you know.
How old is it?
I don't know.
I got a brand new bike because I figured I'm not buying a brand new car.
It feels and looks brand new, but
yeah,
the grips
look very new.
Grips are obvious that it's been used. So I'd say it's maybe 2 years old.
Taken care of, though.
Yeah, good. It has been. So that's exciting for me.
Woo!
And
bikes
for you.
Are fun. Yes, what I spent on the bike, I put some coin down for it. But what I spent.
But how much was it going to be to replace your wheels, which were stolen?
$200 to replace stolen wheels.
Jesus,
that's not even have with them being on yet.
Yeah, that's right. That's another $40 for them to align them and set them on there nice,
and then fix my brakes properly. Yeah, and then
you're talking about almost $300 already.
Yeah, so it was cheaper to buy a new bike than just buy wheels for it. So basically, planned obsolescence worked again. Thank you, thieves.
Oh, I was gonna say that wasn't planned obsolescence.
I think I like this better though. I got this one's so much better. Also, I have a good seat, a wider seat with springs. I have front shocks.
It looks like these tires provide you a smoother ride because they're more like road design tires.
No, my other tires were good.
Were they?
I missed kind of the old tires. They were a little smoother, but figured whatever. These are just as good, and they're good for trail biking. It's a hybrid. So I can do some trailing, or I can dirt.
Cutting edge, hybrid. Well, that's right. It's got like the suspension front and all that jazz. Well, it's not all that jazz.
And then it's very low in emissions, depending on how much Jägermeister I drank the night before.
Excellent.
Yeah. I've been gassy lately. I'm going to start calling my apartment the fart gallery.
Do you think it's the Jägermeister?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I used to do that when I drank beer. I don't drink a lot of beer anymore.
No. At work, I just drink Jägermeister.
If I drink too much Rumple Mints, I get weird shits.
Yeah, and now I started, I always mix it. Like, I always do, like, half orange juice and half Jägermeister, so I never do a full shot anymore. I'm just like, look, I like doing shots, but I like it so much that I have to... I'm only going to do half of a shot every time I do a shot.
Deutsch, or where'd you
I learned that, yeah, from when I visited Germany last year. Or when I researched Germany, because they call it... They just like to mix orange juice with Jägermeister over there.
Huh. I've tried that. It's not
you
bad.
You can mix it with everything.
You had me do that.
It's good. I think it's great. I'm like, hey, at least I'm getting some vitamins.
Hey, well, I mean, poison apples.
Yeah,
I'm
doing half a shot.
A little bit of pucker and cranberry. It's like...
Yeah. So now, yeah, I make sure to dilute my shots now because it's...
Or the slut. The famous slut.
Yeah. So I'm not going to stop enjoying drinking a shot of when I'm behind the bar and, celebrating with guests.
Well, I mean, that's part of the...
Yeah,
exactly.
So you just moderate it. You learn.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I feel good when I'm riding home, and I feel okay when I wake up.
I'm always moderately impressed that Sean has stuck to his not drinking, and he's still working, 4 days a week behind the bar.
Yeah. I think once you start it, I think it's easier.
Once you stick to it?
Once you actually give yourself a commitment to do it.
Yeah.
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 Once you convince yourself that that's the right thing to do.
Speaking of the industry we're in... First story I'd like to mention is the
hold on.
First story. Title was Warm Beer Crisis, Eco Threat to Ales.
Warm Beer.
Written by David K. Lee out of the New York Post. April 22nd, 2008. High beer prices are on tap and global warming could be to blame. Now this was during a Queens County Young Democrats little soiree that they're trying to host a Save the Ales forum, or they did last night, on the impact of global warming on beer prices. There are some quotes of some people from various microbreweries who they were like, my malt prices went up 50% in 1 year, there was a drought in Australia, bad harvest in Europe, flooding in Germany, hailstorms in the Pacific Northwest, cross boards, significant rises in the price of grains and hops. Now, whether this is wild weather and or global warming or just a bad year, as some people would obviously say, which is an opinion like anything else, I think is besides the point. Because if it continues a little bit and prices go up a lot, all I know is what this really is a call to arms for beer drinkers. If you have a microbrew fetish, you might want to start taking a little bit of every check and start hoarding up. Because you never know. It could get to the point where it's, like $12 for your favorite six pack, or it might not be available at your favorite store or in your town because supplies are limited.
Sack brews.
I don't like sack brew here anyway, so
Pyramid,
we're
all right. I'll drink Pyramid or I'll have to be drinking from our local,
Right. But that's what I'm saying. What if the prices go up there too? Because, just the prices of ingredients are going up so much,
Yeah, but they can grow that stuff in California. I mean, they could probably.
Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah.
We can do a lot of things locally and keep, I don't know why we don't. I mean, California is great for growing about everything you want.
It's because it's called economics. Where at one time it would have been more economical to get stuff, like get all your grains from the Midwest.
Right.
That may change. You know.
But
California has a climate that you can grow lots of different things.
Sure can grow.
The Midwest maybe is only better for corn and wheat.
You said you heard about this one. That they're Mystery lights reported over Phoenix. This was reported in.
I heard about that happened like
15
years ago.
Yes,
there,
almost the same day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was reported on 92.3 KTAR News Talk Radio, and it was also reported on CBS 5 in Phoenix. Reported by a number of people. There's various videos already on YouTube about it, of people who took video of this morning. Mm-hmm. It happened on March 13th, 1997.
I thought the last time was just the stealth bomber.
Nobody knows what it was last time. I mean,
it was a stealth bomber.
In this story right here, it says, among those who saw the lights in 97 was former Governor Fife Symington, who initially played down the episode. However, he said last year that he believes the lights came from crafts of unknown origin, and it remains a great mystery.
Fife Symington, who has lost his office because for wire fraud.
Wire fraud? Nice.
Fife Symington. I always wonder why politicians always have the strangest names. Fife and Steny. They're just so overcompensating.
What are they overcompensating for?
They're funny names.
I thought this was a funny story.
Fife Symington, Arizona blue blood.
You're going to have to help me pronounce this one again. The town of German and French-speaking Switzerland, Freiburg, has set up a 18-hole golf course throughout the town, urban golf. This differs greatly from the regular golf. If you're looking for regular golf, you're going to be greatly disappointed. You have one club for swinging and putting, and let's see. The ball is much lighter and made of squeezable rubber. Each hole consists of one small patch of astroturf from where you tee off, aiming for a separate piece of turf no more than a few meters away. The hole is not marked by a traditional flag, but by a fixed red marker so that people won't steal them.
Mm-hmm.
And the aim is to sink the ball within 7 shots. And you just play through town amongst people going about their day.
That sounds cool. When I went to Hanover, they had the Red Line Tour.
The Red Line Tour?
And they give you like a little guide, and then you would walk, follow the red line.
Is it like painted on the street?
Yeah. On the sidewalk.
Like in a hospital.
If you followed it on the street, you'd get run over.
On the sidewalk.
Or really anger some drivers. Yeah, so then you would just walk along the line, and then you'd stop everywhere and tell you where you're at.
I guess that's basically the thing.
It was kind of cool. It was really a great way for me not to meet anybody. And just walk around Hanover by myself. Or Hanover, I don't even know.
Would you have rather met people?
Yeah, probably. But either way, it doesn't matter. You can stop when you feel like, you know.
Speaking of meeting people, Nightwish is going to be in town. May 22nd, I think.
Who?
Nightwish.
What the hell's that?
They're a Scandinavian metal band, very like classic metal. Just, I got introduced to Nightwish on.
Do you like them?
I don't really like that kind of music per se, but they're pretty. They have quite a following. But I was looking for covers of any kind of covers on YouTube, and there was this little blonde Scandinavian girl on some TV show in Scandinavia playing I don't know what country, but playing accordion doing a cover of a Nightwish song, and she's blazing. I mean, because she's doing the solos and all that,
yeah.
And there's a little orchestra backing her up, and the people are, oh, and she's smiling, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, so they have that freaking virtuoso guitar.
Yeah,
pedal.
Yeah, and then they also have but it's also the classical scale, operatic type, bombastic,
Mm-hmm.
It sounded fun. But anyways, I thought it was funny that they're going to be at the boardwalk.
The home of metal bands in Sacramento, which isn't even in Sacramento.
I was telling somebody about the about that show, and I was like, "Well, where does any big metal show play in this town?" And they're like, "Oh, the Boardwalk." That's it. Sac Boardwalk, Orangevale.
Yeah, all the way out in freaking Greenback Lane. The worst place to the last place you want to drive home to downtown Sacramento after drinking beers at a heavy metal coat show. Like, woohoo, now I get to get my car after, or I don't get to drink beer at the show because I got to drive home.
Yeah.
It's a lose-lose.
It is. And it's way the fuck out there. I don't understand it.
I don't understand why this doesn't get put a club in Midtown. Like, dude, buy a club. You'll get more people. And
we need to buy a club. What are we doing?
He's obviously doing well enough.
Who?
You know?
Oh, the guy out there?
He's also the promoter for all the shows, so he has all the connections.
Right. I'll just get my all my Texas friend bands to come out here. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll start a club, and we'll call it something fun like fun.
A fun club. Happy sugar fun time.
Get a bunch of Japanese people showing
up.
Yeah.
No, and we'll put like Hello Kitties on the front of it.
Those Lucky Cats.
Yeah. Well, at least the Lucky Cats are actually black. So right. Which
well, some of them are like gold and silver.
We'll go better with metal though than Hello Kitties.
We could do like Metal Kitty. Hello Kitty all metaled out, you know, piercings, leather.
Metal Kitty.
You know what I mean?
They'll call it Metal Kitty's Super Happy Sugar Time.
Exactly. Have comedy, metal shows, and live radio.
The way that Japanese translate their language into English, I don't want to learn their language. You know? Like, oh yeah, or they're just... Many of the Asian translations, like, oh yeah, let's go to number one restaurant. Really? First choice. First choice.
Number one, first choice, yeah. Triple letter lucky restaurant.
First choice has yet to be my first, secondary, or tertiary choice. Now, the Plum Blossom sounds like a place I want to eat, which I have eaten there.
I like them. They're relatively good.
Pretty decent.
They're good price, too.
Yeah, and the place just looks clean.
It does.
Now, the Shanghai Gardens, is that the one over on H Street?
Yeah, I go there.
That has a name. I've eaten there. And
I
the
like
Mayflower.
That. I like Shanghai Gardens.
I've eaten there as
Do
well.
Do you like Mayflower?
Mayflower's good.
Is it?
Lunch special. Lunch special. $5.50.
You weren't even done yet.
Oh, you eat. Just testing the mic there. I wonder how that's going to sound. I really wonder how that's going to sound on the...
Last item. Boulder County News. 420 pot smokeout draws crowd of 10,000. I selected some interesting quotes out of here, but I would like to start with this one because I find it the most humorous. There was one gentleman by the name of, he was a junior at University of Colorado named Max Lichtenstein, 21.
I wonder if he's from Lichtenstein.
The first quote is, "It's 4:33. It took me 13 minutes to get rid of them. Wow." That's what he said after he got rid of 126 Rice Krispie treats that he passed out at Saturday's event. To follow up this little story on Max Lichtenstein, he isn't into marijuana or smoking. He also felt Sunday's event was a chance to do something bigger than himself. He passed out the 120 Rice Krispie treats with messages attached saying that they act out against injustices in Darfur. Tomorrow, when you're sober, call the White House at 202-456-1414, the note read. And he said, "I just like being generous and doing nice things. I'm like a good Samaritan." Now, why I find this amusing is because, as we all know, historically and comedically, pot smokers are one of the most paranoid bunches of people you could ever meet. Now, if somebody handed you a Rice Krispie treat with a message to call this number, this White House extension line, you know, as a known pot smoker... You know, and this guy who handed it to you doesn't smoke pot. He just wants to be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, would you want to call that number? Who cares what the call is for? I'd immediately start thinking, well, they're trying to track me. They're trying to know who I am.
Yeah. Better hit on that or else don't know, man. I bet all those Rice Krispie treats got eaten.
I bet they did.
Probably some of those phone numbers got eaten, too.
Ricardo Franklin, 19, a freshman at Colorado State, who just came to Boulder for the day to see the festivities, said...
Yeah, he wanted to score with
He
chips.
Said, this is impressive. I'm a little intimidated.
Did you wear your Colorado State shirt? Or?
Name withheld, employee for Bova's Pantry and Ice Cream. I'm not smoking this year. My boss told me not to come back stoned. This is a good one. This quote was heard.
So he's supposed to be the same boss still.
This quote was over, right? This quote was overheard. A woman on her cell phone trying to meet a friend in a crowd. Go to the sidewalk. The left one. No, not that one. Not that left. Go right.
We should try to find some audio from that.
This year, apparently, cops didn't even bother trying to issue citations because it was just too little people and too many people.
So there's got to be like some audio from that. That'd be some fun audio.
I would think so.
Here's a thing that we'll try to do for next week. We'll get some audio off YouTube. So there's got to be some postings, like whatever that.
Right.
We'll just search for that, and then see what they like. Didn't they have a rally there? Did they just get hired? Or they actually have a stage with a band playing?
I'm sure we could just probably look up 420 Celebration, University of Colorado.
Yeah. So it was somewhat organized.
Right. It was. I mean,
they must have had, like, speakers, probably. And
I don't know if there was any speakers, but I'm sure there's people who had video cameras who were just, like, kind of hanging out. I mean, because people do that in Austin. They have...
At every rally.
They have something annually like this in Austin called Eeyore's Birthday. That's usually, like, on the last weekend in April.
Eeyore,
like, from Winnie the Pooh. And it's just in the park, and there's lots of, like, events and, you know, people playing and drum circles and all kinds of people are trashed on drugs. You can go find drugs, people are selling drugs and magic brownies, whatever. But I'm saying the police just kind of keep it confined to the park and just kind of, okay, after dark, you know, just let's safely kind of get out of here and, you know what I mean?
Did you ever get any good crack there?
No. I always get the best crack under the freeway.
Oh, really?
Well, that's in Austin, Texas, you know. I mean, I don't know where you know, here, I wouldn't even know where to get Greg, so.
I'm going to rename Austin Awesome.
Awesome?
Let's just rename it Awesome, Texas.
This was a good one.
Because it's got such an awesome scene.
Entrepreneur Barrett Betts, age 20, conceived of the potential financial benefit 420 holds, and sold peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, hosted snack cakes, and bottled water for $1. Peanut butter and jelly, he screamed to passersby who were parched and eager to satisfy their munchies. I'm doing very well.
Heck yeah, dude.
So.
Cheap grub for the burners.
Those are my bits of news.
That's some good stuff. Alright, I think we've been at it long enough today. We're gonna put a fork in this cougar season. And this is done. And who knows when we'll be up.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like, here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar tropics have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougarhood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day and effectively wash that hair from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there.
Cougar season, no need to be scared.